So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing various halachas of Rabba regarding the Zaken. Amar Rabba, Zar Kli Meresh Agag, Uvo Acha B'Shavari B'Makal Potter. If someone threw his own utensil from a roof, and another person broke it with a stick before it landed, the second person is Potter, because Mana Tvir Tavar, the Kli was already considered broken from when it was thrown. Rashi Daf Yud Zayin Beis therefore says that if the Zayrik was not the owner of the Kli, he is Chayev. V'amar Rabba, Zar Kli Meresh Agag, V'yir Tachtav Karma Ksasas, Bo'achar V'Silkon, Oikodim V'Silkon, Potter. If someone threw another person's utensil from the roof while there were cushions below, and he or a second person then removed the cushions before it landed and it broke, both people are Potter. The Zayrik is Potter because Be'idna Deshadye Psuki Mifsuki Gire. At the moment he threw it, the Kli was not meant to be broken. And the Mesalik is Potter because Grama B'Nezakan Hava. He merely caused the damage indirectly. If a person threw a child from a roof, and the second person caught it on his sword and it died, the Zerik is certainly Potter, because the child did not die because of him. And whether the Makabal is Potter depends on the Machlaikis of Rabbi Huda ben Mesev Rabbanim regarding Hiku Asar ben the other Basar Maklis. And if 10 people beat a person with their sticks until he died, the Rabban hold, Bein Bevas Achas, Bein Bezachar, Zer Kulim Beturin. They're all Potter Mimisa, regardless of whether they beat him simultaneously or consecutively, because as Rashi explains, they understand the Pasig V'ishki Yaku Kol Nefesh Adam Moisumas Adi'ika Kol HaNefesh, the entire Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir holds, it depends. Bevasachas Kulim Beturin, if it was simultaneously, they are all Potter. Bezachar Zeh HaAchron Chayiv Mimnei Shekir Misasai. If it was consecutively, the last person is Chayiv, because he completed the Misa. And Kol Nefesh, Kol Duhu Nefesh, even part of the Nefesh. Rashi Masechta Sanhedrin adds that we cannot say that all are Chayiv, because Ish Kiyaka Merachmana V'Leishnaim Sheiku. And therefore, regarding Zarek Tinik, according to the Rabbanan, both the Zarek and Makabal are Pater, while according to Rabbi Meseira, the Zarek is Pater, and the Makabal is Chayiv, Mepnei, because Shekir Misase. Boshar V'Kibla B'Karnav. If someone's ox caught the child with its horns and it died, whether the owner pays kaifer depends on the machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe Brichman ben Bereika v'Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan who hold kaifer b'dmei nizik, kaifer is assessed according to the nizik's worth. He's patur mekaifer because the child had no value once thrown from the roof because its death was inevitable. While according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe Brichman Bereika who holds kaifer b'dmei mazik, kaifer is assessed according to the mazik's worth. He's chayav b'kaifer because he does have value. V'amar Rabba. If someone fell from a roof through an uncommonly strong wind, and it caused a person damage and embarrassment, he pays only for nezik, but not dal dvarm, because the hezik is considered b'shoigig, as he did not know that he might fall. However, if he fell through a common wind, he is chayv in the four claims of nezik tzarit b'sheves, because the hezik is considered b'mezid, as he did know that he might fall. However, Potter ala Baishas, he's not liable for Baishas because of Baraisa rules in Chayav ala Baishas Ache Miskavim. One is Chayav for Baishas only if it was intentional, as the Pasuk states, V'shilcha yodah v'chzika b'mavushav. While here, Loi Niskavim Lavaish, he had no intention to fall and cause Baishas. However, V'im Nishapich, Chayav af ala Baishas. If he maneuvered himself to fall directly on the person to cushion his fall, he is Chayav also for Baishas, even though he was not Niskavim Lavaish, because in Niskavim Lahazik. He had a specific intention to fall and cause hezek, and the superfluous word v'chzika teaches kivush neskaven lahazik af apishul neskaven lavayish. If one had specific intentions to cause hezek, he is chayev for baishas. V'amar Rabba, hinich legecheles alibay v'meis pater. Someone placed a burning coal on the person and he died. He's pater because, as Rashi explains, shahayilo lasalka. The victim should have removed the coal to save himself. However, big v'nisrev chayev. If he placed the gecheles on someone's garment and it was burned, he is chayiv. As Rashi explains, we don't say hayilo lasalka because the nezik can claim saver et ve'ina bedina ve'yifrili. I intended to recover my loss in Bezdin. Bei Rabba, nich gecheles aliv avdoi mahu. What's the halach of a person placed the gecheles on someone's eved kanani? Do we consider the eved kugufoi dami as the owner himself and therefore patra because hayilo lasalka, or we consider the eved kimamayne dami as the owner's property, and therefore chayav because savet ve'ina bedina ve'yifrili. And if we are to assume that eved kegufay dami, shorimahu, what if he placed the gecheles on someone's ox? Al de peshata avde kegufay shorim kimamayne. he's part of the Eved, and he's chayav for the Shar. Hanulach Perkei to the regular where Baruch Hashem completed the second parak of Masechtas Baba Kama, and we begin the third parak of Maniach be'ezras Hashem. Zak the Mishnah, HaManiach HaSakad b'Shus HaRabim, uvo'achar b'nitkel ba v'shavar ha'pater. If someone places his jug in a public area and the second person tripped over it and broke it, the second person is not liable. If the second person was injured, the owner must pay for the damages. The Gemara asks, am I pater? Why is the second person pater for the broken chavis? He should have looked where he's going and moved away from the chavis. The Gemara offers four explanations. Rav explains, the owner filled the entire Rishus Ram with barrels, and the other person is pater because he cannot pass without breaking the barrels. And therefore, a filah shavar pater, even if he deliberately broke the barrel, he is pater, because the owner had no right to block the Rishus Ram. However, if it was possible for him to pass, he would be chayiv because he boil el yunei mezel. Shmuel says, ba'afela shanu. It was during the night, and the person is pater because he cannot see the chavis. However, during daytime, he would be chayiv because he boil el yunei ulumezel. Rabbi Yechanan says, bekeren zavis. The chavis was placed in the corner of an intersection, and the person is pater because he cannot see the chavis before he turned. However, if it was not bekeren zavis, he would be chayiv because he boil el yunei mezel. Ula disagrees and said that even during the day and under normal circumstances, he is pater. We don't say Iboy Liliyuni L'mezel, because Lefisha in Dargan Shal B'nei Adam Liz B'ayinim B'drachim. People are not accustomed to look down while they're walking. The Gemara mentions an incident. Hahugar Gusa de Beitrei, the Chol Yoyma HaBadoli Chad Minayu. There were two partners who owned the well, and they agreed that each would draw water on alternate days. Asa Chad Kudela B'yam and Delay Delay. Then one partner went and drew water on the day that he did not belong to him. Amalei yeme de dihu laashkechbe. Shakopanda de mora machye. When the other partner protested and was ignored, he hit him with the handle of a shovel to prevent him from taking water. Rav Nachman ruled that he is not liable for baishas, because all agree that b'malkim say the avir inish din lo nafshe, where a person might suffer an irretrievable loss which he cannot recover in bezin, he is not obligated to wait to present his claim before bezin, but rather he may take the matter into his own hands to prevent a loss. And as Rashi explains, this was a makam b'seda, because adu ozla beidina lo yoda maidoli. While he goes to Bezdin, the other person would continue to draw water, and he won't know how much water he took. And also, shemi yichla mayim ve'en le peron lezeh. Perhaps he will use up all the water, and he won't have the means to reimburse him. The Gemara continues, however, shaloi b'makam b'seda pligi, where he will not suffer an irretrievable loss by waiting, there is a machlekes. Rav Yehuda says, Loi avrish inish din l'nafshe. Person may not take matters into his own hands, even if din emes, his claim is justified. Because the kivin de leke pseida, lezel kamidayana. Since there will be no loss, he must present his claim before Bezin. While Rav Nachman says, Avir inish din l'nafshe. A person may take matters into his own hands to prevent the loss. Because the kivin de bedin avid loitarach. Since his claim is justified, he does not need to go through the trouble of presenting the claim before Bezin. This discussion continues in the next half.